they're 100-pound size. You know what those
are? Six.
Okay. And have you ever had any experience of, maybe not you, but maybe your father or someone carrying corn to mill, to carry real corn and have it ground? Do you know, if you were going to have some ground, do you know the term that they used in connection with it? You have a hemorrhage of corn.
A ton.
Okay. Yeah, I think this. And when you had it ground, they, in a lot of places they had a particular practice. You didn't pay for having it ground in money.
No, they took so much of the meal.
Okay. And if you just had a, not a light like we have here, a fluorescent light, but just a light that came down from the ceiling like that, you would say that that was a
lamp. Well, kerosene lamp.
No, just an electrical light that doesn't have a shade or anything on it would be what? I'm not giving you the right question, is really it. In a lamp, something that burns out and you have to replace is what?
In a lamp, the wick.
No, I'm talking about electrical lamp.
Oh, the bulb?
Okay, okay. And around the farm or where you have chickens, if you're going to gather the eggs, you might say, I will get them in an egg
basket.
This term, I think, is used a lot in connection with nails. It's a sort of container that nails were kept in. High container. If you bought so many pounds of nails, they would dip them out of this container.
They usually dip them out of a barrel, don't they?
Oh, I think they might call it a barrel. Have you ever heard it called a keg?
Yes, a nail keg.
Okay. When I was a young girl, we had some an apparatus that we used to make our skirts stand out. We had these great big full tail skirts, and we put something on it under it that made the skirt stand out.
A stave.
Yeah, it had staves in it. It was sometimes called a, it was a piece of cloth, and it had an attachment all the way around the bottom that made it stand out. Have you heard it called a hook?
Yeah, hoop skirt.
Hoop skirt.
Yes.
If you had more than one hoop, it would be what? Two of them.
Hoops.
If you were going to stop up a bottle and you wanted something in it to stop it up, I'm not talking about a quart jar or anything, you know, a small enclosure.
Yes.
What might you stop up a bottle with?
A cork.
Okay. And can you think of any musical instruments that you might play with your mouth?
A harmonica.
Okay. A harp, that would be?
Yes.
And then we're going back now sort of to farming, and some of these I don't think women may be too familiar with, so just any that you can answer is fine. If you have a wagon, you have a long apparatus that sticks out from the front of the wagon, and the horses are attached to either side of it. What is that apparatus called?
We usually call it the tongue of a wagon.
Okay. And on a buggy, if the